You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM Breakfast, and in the studio this morning we've got the wonderful Leah Lamatoa here to talk about Girls Rock to the Front, Tamaki Makaurau, which has just launched, its campaign for our camp in January. How are you, Leah?
Hey, morena. I'm good, thank you. Big exciting stuff.
It is a very cool time. I mean, it's not really like I'm disclosing anything. I feel like I'm constantly talking about how great To The Front is, but I'm also involved as part of the team. It's a really wonderful community, but could you maybe explain for the uninitiated, what is Girls Rock, Leah?
Absolutely. So Girls Rock is an organisation in Aotearoa, and we run programs called To The Front, and they are for youth ages 12 to 17. They're a week-long holiday program where you get into bands, you learn instruments, you write songs, you get mentored by local artists, you watch local artist shows, and then you perform at Tuning Fork at the end of the week.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's a great time.
And it exists to support trans, non-binary, young women into a music space, and kind of with the grand goal of seeing more people from those backgrounds in music in general, which is a goal I think we can all get behind.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually over the past couple of years since we've changed our name to The Front have had a bigger influx of gender diverse youth, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Really, really cool to see. And slowly starting to see them take on the music industry, which is also a plus.
Yeah, there's a very big like chef's kiss moment when you can see people's cool bands or their like interesting gigs that they've put on start to pop up around the city without us being involved at all. We just get to be like, oh, that's so sick.
Yeah,
it's cool to see.
Heartwarming. A lot of tears.
Heartwarming is the vibe of the week as well. And it's just been launched. So when is the camp happening? Who can come and how do they get involved, Leah?
Cool. Our camp week is the 15th of January till the 19th with our show on the 20th of January at the Tuning Fork. It's held at SAE, and anybody between the ages of 12 and 17 can participate in the camp. And our mentors, anybody can really sign up. You don't have to have music experience, although that is a plus. If you love helping out the rangatahi, then our camp is for you.
Totally.
Yeah.
What is some of your favourite? You've been involved in Girls Rock to the Front for a long time, Leah. What's been some of your favourite experiences or moments that you've seen as a mentor in that space?
Oh, probably the boost in confidence. My biggest one recently was seeing somebody who nearly didn't make it on stage for their show. Like, they were like head to the back, about to run away, nearly throwing up, and then as soon as their song started, they turned around and had the biggest energy I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, they were massive, their hands were up, they were like looking at the crowd, interacting. It was so beautiful to see.
Totally.
Yeah,
it's a very like, it cannot be overstated what a wonderfully supportive space it is.
Yeah.
And you don't, as a young person, you don't have to have any musical experience to be involved either.
None at all.
What's the deal with young people who want to come to camp? They get to pick an instrument, is that right, Leah? How does that work?
Yeah, so you get three choices, and depending on how packed you are and how popular your instrument choice is, we put you in your first, second or third choice. But we are teaching voice, drums, keyboard, audio production, bass and guitar.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And there's been some wonderful mentors. I mean, we've got an incredible community of adults who've been involved supporting this. Fantastic people who've been like really awesome since the start include folks like Liz from the Beths, mm-hmm. who's contributed a heap of time. Louisa Nicklin's been an amazing guitar teacher. I'm just trying to list off the top of my head, but the like list is so long, it's actually really hard to keep track of it.
Yeah.
But it's something that I think if you're a musician and you want to give something back to the community, slash also maybe find a community, particularly of like people with the same interests, a lot of like queer folks, a lot of non-binary and gender diverse people, a lot of girls in that space, this is a good place for you as an adult as well to step into a mentorship role. What kind of experiences would be useful for people who want to step into that mentoring space, Leah?
I think people who aren't necessarily focused on teaching music in a traditional sense.
Yeah.
We're there to help people play in whatever way they can. Mm-hmm. So they need to write a song in a week. For some people, they've never done that before. So we just need people to bring the vibes, make people feel really confident. And while we have our instrument instructors to teach the instruments, our band mentors are people who are creating that safe space and band dynamics and helping them create during the week.
It's definitely one of those environments where if you don't know how to play a chord, someone else will.
Absolutely,
so you can go ask someone else and there's no shame in asking. That's very much the vibe. The first year I was involved was as a band mentor and I hadn't played the guitar since I was 16. So, you know, you don't need a super high skill set when it comes to music to get in there. You just need enthusiasm.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just be really, really encouraging and bring a good energy to the room.
Totally. Yeah. Also, we've got this new program called Pathways, which is for kids who have slightly aged out of our actual camp age. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what that program looks like during the camp week?
Yeah, totally. So this one is probably for ages 16 to 19. You would know better than I.
Yeah, more or less. Give or take a year or two, yeah.
Yeah, and it's for people who are a little bit further along in their music, have attended camp quite a few times. They have a little bit more interaction with our mentors and our adults, and they get to decide kind of what they want to learn about the industry. So whether that be writing and releasing music, teaching, mentoring, we pair them up with people so that they can learn what they need to. They also get to still form a band and perform at the end of the week, but it's a little bit more
self-directed.
Yeah.
Totally. And for people who haven't maybe come to camp before but sit in that age group, mm-hmm. sit in that demographic and are thinking this sounds like something for them, they can apply as well,
is that
right?
Absolutely. You don't have to have attended camp before, although it might say that on our application.
But just ignore that.
Just ignore it. Apply anyway. It's a great time.
If this sounds like you, it probably is you.
Yes,
so just send in an application and we'd love to have you. It's a very cool program. I can highly recommend it. We also have camps in Te Papaioia and in Ponike as well. So if you happen to be listening from those areas, or maybe you know rangatahi in those areas who this could be a vibe for, hit up our website and have a look at those dates. They've been done for the year. Or Te Papaioia is about to happen, actually.
Yes, next week. And I think you can still apply?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Again, hit us up. We're very chill. But it is a wonderful program to be involved with as an adult or as a young person. So get those applications in. When is the deadline for applications?
November the something. November the 12th.
Excellent. You got heaps of time then.
Yeah, heaps of time.
And if you have any questions, you can always email us and hit us up with those as well. Leah, thank you so much for coming in for a chat about Girls Rock, Tamaki Makaurau, to the front, coming back for January 2024. We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.